9:17 here on the Mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal filling in for James this morning, and it's time for our Ask the Experts segment with Keith Beaumont of Sun Group. And Keith, good morning. Always great to talk to you. How you doing?
Oh, doing great this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and we've had a couple really nice days in a row this week with some really nice weather, and I'm excited to get out and enjoy it.
Oh, it's been absolutely beautiful. I've been waiting for this for a while, so hopefully we don't have no more cold snaps and we can just slide on into springtime.
Absolutely. I'm with you there. But what's the latest going on at Sun Group, and what are some upcoming auctions we need to know about?
Well, I'm going to mention a few properties here in Elk County I've been talking about. I had one that had a few acres with it, a house and a nice barn. I've got that pending. Also, I had another one. This had a nice shop on it. It was a four-bedroom house on 2 acres. That one's also pending now. I talked about one that I had 34.2 acres, and it had a house and a barn on it. That one is also now pending, so I wanted to let everyone know that those are under contract right now. Also, too, as far as upcoming auctions, we've got our next one's going to be Tuesday, February the 27th. We've got 155.7 acre. This is in Ellsworth County. This has got some really remarkable Ellsworth crop ground. If you're looking to expand your farming operation up in that area, or maybe you're just an investor looking a good place to put some money and want to sink it into some farmland, this is some really good stuff. It's got some great yields, some great soil types, and location-wise, it's just located in a really, really good spot. So a lot of very big pluses to this property up there. Again, that's going to be here next Tuesday. That auction's going to be done, the hybrid auction, what we would call, and it's going to be done live, and also it's going to be done online as well. So you can choose to look in on that if you just want to watch. Maybe you're not even interested in bidding on it, but you kind of want to watch how that process looks. You can get on there, go to our website, Sun Group Real Estate. You can go down and to find that auction, and then all you got to do is click on it, and it'll get you in there registered so you can watch the auction. And if you're interested in bidding on it, it's real easy to do on there. Again, it's just getting registered, getting your name and everything in there, and you can get to going on it. So also, we've got another land auction scheduled after that. This is going to be March the 21st, and we've got 157 acres of unimproved land, northern Butler County. This is some really cool stuff, so you might check that out too as well if you're interested in something up in there. We've got a large land auction coming up. It's 945 acres, and we're going to be doing that here in March as well. So we've got a lot of stuff going on, some nice auctions coming up. Got some personal property stuff coming up, too, as it's starting to finally get to be nice, and we're looking into March and all that. We've got some stuff coming up for that, too, and we'll talk about that when we get a little bit closer to it. So,
absolutely, and great stuff. It all sounds great, but something that I'm glad you mentioned was, for people with this upcoming auction that maybe aren't necessarily interested or ready to actively be part of that that bidding process, can still watch the auction take place, can still kind of follow that process as it unfolds. That's a really nice resource for people that, like you said, are maybe getting into investing, getting into expanding on their property, but maybe aren't quite ready to be fully engaged yet. They can kind of learn how that process unfolds.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really good. If you just want some knowledge about it, maybe you'd be thinking about maybe if I want to do one, or maybe you're just curious. I talk about it on here a lot. It's a really good place to go and to watch it. And when you get online there, it's almost like you're there in person, because we've got a camera, and so you get to hear all the announcements and hear everything in real time. So, again, maybe you're not interested but you want to see the process, get on there and check it out.
Absolutely. And Keith, appreciate it as always. And for those that maybe want to know a little bit more about some upcoming stuff, how can they get a hold of you and Sun Group?
Well, you'd want to, a couple different ways. You know, when you looking at some of these listings that we have, and sometimes I get on, I mention a few of them, but we've got a lot of listings on our website. So to get the full picture of what we got going on, jump on our website at sungrouprealestate.com. You can go in there and go into different categories. You can go into our upcoming auctions and see our land listings. You know, we've got some commercial stuff on there, some residential stuff. But you can go in there and kind of play around on it. It's real easy to navigate around that thing. Don't hesitate to give me a call. You know, my number is 316-680-5131. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about maybe something I've covered here on the radio. Or also, if you're just thinking about if you're looking to have an auction, or if you're just looking to list your real estate, you know, maybe you're just wanting to get it put online and get it out there just a traditional way, then that's fine too, because we do those both. We do a lot of auctions, but we also do a lot of things that we just list them. And there's a lot of value in both, in some properties, and I've talked about that a lot on here. Some should be listed traditionally and put on the market that way. They'll probably do better that way. And there's some of these that should be auctioned. Everything's auctionable, but the question is it best for whatever property that it is? And there's plenty of value of selling with auction. And if you're kind of wondering, you know, kind of what would be valuable about that? First of all, you know, it's always a speedy process. It's a quick turnaround. You know, an auction is immediate and it happens during set time, and you know, and it's completed during that time. So it's real quick and efficient. And then you know, you set the time and the place of your sale. So, I mean, it's as simple as saying this is when it's going to be done on this date, this place. You'll know exactly when the property and goods are going to be sold and gone. So there's no wondering, you know, if you're going to be able to get rid of it because it's an auction. It will sell. And I'm talking with personal property as well as with real estate. Now, doing all that, you know, it comes into play with some aggressive marketing. You know, so as part of conducting an auction is to getting some good marketing out there and making sure you get it to the general public, to as many people as possible, of course. You know, and we have, you know, of course, different mailing lists and stuff like that that we use to reach people, but we have a lot of other different methods that we use and different angles on advertising that we use to kind of target the people that would maybe be interested in your type of auction, because maybe it's we're, you know, listing some farmland. You know, we need to target those people that are going to be interested in farmland, just the same as if we were doing a personal property auction and we were looking to get people that would be interested in those type of things that you have in your personal property. We would want to target those people. You know, if you get all that done right, you know, you can easily bring in a couple hundred people to one of those sales. So it's just important, and the marketing is a little bit different when you're looking at doing it for the auction, but that's what we've specialized in, so we know how to go about all that, so, you know, leave it up to us, and we'll help you through all that. So another nice thing about considering an auction and doing it is that buyers come prepared to buy. You know, everyone knows it's an auction, so you know, you're bringing your money and you're going to the sale to buy something. So I love that part about them. The negotiation takes out all the negotiation out of them. You know, whenever we're selling those items, you know, if we're getting into personal property stuff, you know, and even real estate, you know, auctioneers going through their chant, you know, we're selling that. It's all kind of figured out right there and all that. And the people that's in the room and the auctioneer that's selling it, it's all kind of figured out right there in front of everyone. So when it comes to personal property stuff, one thing I think that most people really like and appreciate about them is that there's really little to no leftovers. There's usually very little that needs to be cleaned up when it's all said and done. And I think that's probably a really big benefit, because a lot of times when you're doing an auction, it's because you got enough stuff that it's not easy to sit there and maybe market it on, you know, online and meeting with people and doing all that. Sometimes it's just easier. We got a bulk amount of stuff. We want to get rid of all of it. And so it's good to do the auction, get everyone together, get rid of it all that day. You know, maybe in 3 or 4 or 5 hours, you've got everything sold. And by the end of the day, everyone's got everything cleaned up. So, and unlike, and I use like a garage sale, for example, you know, if you was doing that, and some things are better to go that way because maybe you don't have a whole lot, but if you're doing like a garage sale type of sale, you know, you've got to move all them items out, you know, get them spread out. Then at night, you know, you're going to bring them in. And then, you know, the next day, maybe you're doing a 3-day sale, you know, you're going to move it back out, move them back in. And it takes up a lot of time. You're spending all day and a lot of moving. And then, you know, maybe at the end of all that, you still have quite a bit of stuff left. Usually in an auction, you don't have that. You know, you get to really just handle it pretty much one time, you know, whenever you're going to get it out for the sale. You may have to box some things up, but I mean, you're really just getting it moved out one time. After that, it's sold, and those items are carried off as they're getting sold and by the end of the auction. So, and usually, like I said, usually everything will get sold. It will sell. So, and I think, you know, of course that creates, you know, competitive bidding and makes things bring maybe more than what you thought. Now, maybe some things may bring less, but you know, you get the real feel for the market of it when you do an auction. It's just a true way of really telling what the market is for whatever item it is. So there's a lot of pluses to it. I think, again, exciting atmosphere. I mean, there's really nothing more exciting, you know, getting into a good auction. You know, you get a crowd of people that are coming there for some friendly competition and some good conversations. I mean, there's some that, I got people that show up just because they love the atmosphere of the auction, you know. They may not buy nothing. They may just be kind of hanging around and just enjoying their day that way. And that's cool, too. We see that all the time. It's a great atmosphere. Most of everyone that goes to the auction, they're always great people. So the atmosphere is good. It's exciting at the same time. People like to have fun. Sometimes you get two people that's getting a little competitive with each other, and they kind of drive the price up on each other on something. So there's some of that, all done in good fun. But there's a lot of positives, you know, and reasons you should consider selling by auction. You know, you really get to narrow in on what the actual value is of your property. So, and again, you know, we can go from you know, talking about personal property items to farm equipment stuff to trucks and trailers. And, I mean, all you know, we sell all sorts of different things, you know, guns and all kinds of different things at our auctions. But also, too, it's a really good way on some of these properties, you know, when we're selling those. We've certainly found out before that selling by auction has proven to be the best option for some of these properties. So, you know, if you're thinking about that, again, you know, if you have some questions about it, you got a piece of property you want to sell or some personal property stuff, you know, just give me a call because I'll be happy to talk to you about it. It doesn't cost any money for us to talk or for me, for that matter, to come out and look at your property. So, you know, give me a holler if you got any questions. Join us on this auction coming up next Tuesday. Jump on there, like I said, on our website. You can get on there now and start looking at it. You can go in there to the upcoming auctions. You'll see where you can go into to the bid wrangler and get registered and all that. You can watch it if you just want to check it out. Or if you have any questions or any trouble with that or getting around the website, feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to answer any questions about real estate, auctions, any of that stuff. That's what we do. So, again, give me a call. My phone number is 316-680-5131. We also are located right downtown Fredonia on the square. Real easy to find, kind of on that northwest side. So, also got a location in El Dorado as well. But again, if you have any questions, just reach out to me or check out our website.
Absolutely. Great stuff, as always, from Keith Beaumont of Sun Group and some fantastic information on upcoming events and auctions. And Keith, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the weather this weekend, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
All right. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate it. Plenty more stuff to come on the way here on the Mighty 690. We got a lot to get into. Coming up next, our Cherryville Coaches Corner, as well as we'll return to Open Line in just a bit here on KGGF.